big day, so we want to let you go early so you can get some rest, amen, and be ready for tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Right there, if you're at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, or chapter 15, I'm sorry, and verse 57. Verse 57. When you're there, say, I got the victory. Amen. And the word of God reads like this. It says, but thanks be to God.
Come on now.
Thank you, God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got to read it again. It says, but thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Tell your neighbor, stand firm. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always, always, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would move me aside. I pray that you would minister. God, we pray for your Holy Spirit to have full reign and liberty. God, we love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we all say amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many know that we're a winning people? Amen. Amen. We are a winning people. And I want you to ask me why. The reason why we are a winning people is because we're on a winning team.
Man.
You didn't hear me. Say, so you're not on the losing team.
Come on now.
You are on the winning team.
Yeah.
And you might have been a part of a losing team before you gave your life to Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. You might have been on the losing side, you know, when you were in fifth grade and you played on the soccer team or you played on the handball team, or you might have been on the losing team then. You might even have a losing team this season for, come on, football or whatever. Amen. But I want to let you know that you are on a winning team.
Amen.
You're on a winning team.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, if you gave your heart to Jesus, my friend, you are on a winning team.
Right.
Why? Because Jesus gave you, he gave you the victory.
Amen.
Jesus has given you the W. Jesus has, he's given it to you. Why did Jesus give you the victory?
Why?
Because he got it.
Hey.
He got it. You cannot give somebody something that you don't have, my friend. You cannot give somebody nothing that you haven't, that you don't have in your possession. But Jesus has the victory. Why? Because he died on the cross, and the devil thought he had him, my friend. But he rose from the dead, and he rose in victory. And because he rose in victory, that means that the devil is a loser. Somebody might have called you a loser. Somebody might have said that you're never going to amount to nothing, my friend. They said that you're not going to make it, but I want to let you hear tonight that you are going to make it, my friend. Why? Because you're on a winning team. Because you're on Team Jesus tonight. You're on the victorious team. We got to understand that. So don't walk around like you're defeated. Don't walk around and let your lip, come on, mop the floor. Don't walk around and kick the can no more, because you're on the winning team. Now check this out. You might have some losing battles. You might lose a battle or two. You might lose, come on somebody, a fight here and there. But I want to let you know that you might lose the battle, but we have won the war. We won the war. It's okay. Come on, somebody. You're not going to win every fight. But as long as you know that at the very end, amen, it's like boxing. If you can make it to the 12th round, all you got to do is make it to the 12th round. Amen. You make it, and then it's a fixed fight. You win. You got the victory. We, You got to understand, not only just because we're Christians, huh, we're automatically on a winning team. We're automatically. Number two is that since we're not only just because we're on a winning team, you know, through Jesus and because of the kingdom, but we got some good lineage. Come on, somebody. We have been winning since 1967. We've been winning. We're a part of Victory Outreach International. Right. And for 50 plus years, we have been winning. We have been launching out churches. Right. We have been raising up pastors and leaders, missionaries that go all around the world since 1967. Man. You're part of a winning team. We got elders that have, come on, they got W's. Come on, somebody. They've been knocking out giants. They've been knocking out devils. They've been, come on, somebody.
Right,
they've been tearing it up. We're part of a winning team.
Amen.
Not only VOI, amen, Victory Outreach International, because we are a frontline ministry. We're not afraid to get out there and roll up our sleeves. We're not afraid to give the devil a black eye. We're not afraid, come on, to get in a fight, to pick a fight with the devil. Amen. But we are in a winning region. Victory Outreach North Texas region. Amen. We are victorious. Come on, somebody. We are a model. Our region is a model for the state of Texas.
Amen.
We got a great regional pastor, Pastor Jesse Perez, and Sister Valerie. Amen. We got great pastors, Pastor Kevin. We got Pastor Mark. We got our pastors. Come on, Pastor Francisco, Sister Sylvia. Since 2010, they have been fighting with the devil, and we have been winning.
Come on,
we got some. We got some great. Amen. We got a good record. We got a good record.
Yes.
So you gotta take that into perspective.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we have some great leaders. Amen.
Amen.
We got some leaders that have been here. Amen. Brother Irvin, come on, Sister Amy, myself, my wife, our pastors. Amen. We have been here. Amen. A lot of others. We got a fighting family. Come on, somebody. That when it comes down, when it's game time, we don't play around. When we call a rally, who shows up? Amen. We're going to show up. When we do a drama, we're there. When it's time to pray, we're there. When it's time to give, we're going to give. When it's time to fast, we're going to fast. Why? Because we're on a winning team. You got to understand that. That you are part of a winning team through and through. Come on, somebody. Amen. Like I said, you might lose a battle here and there, but the Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up.
Yeah.
I tell your name, you got to get up.
Yeah.
When the devil knocks you out, you got to get up. Come on, somebody. When your flesh is acting up, you got to get up.
Yeah.
It's time to get up. Amen. The righteous man.
Right.
We got the victory. Amen. Right. Why? Because we are a winning people because we are a winning team.
Amen.
We're, not only are we a team, but we're family. How many know that family's there for one another?
Amen.
We know that we can call on one another. Number two, and I kind of gave it out earlier, amen, but I'm going to go ahead and give it out again. The reason why we are a winning people is because if you could turn your Bibles to Revelations, amen, chapter 12, verse 11, and the Word of God reads like this. It says, they triumphed.
Good.
They didn't just win.
That's good.
They triumphed.
Come on.
They trumped them. Come on, somebody. You got trumped.
Ah.
They trumped over him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. We are a winning people because the devil's a loser. You ain't hearing me, buddy. The devil is a loser. He lost the fight when Jesus died and resurrected from the grave. My friend, we won the battle and the devil lost. He not only lost, amen, but he got trumped. Jesus trumped the devil, my friend. You got to understand that even though he might seem scary and he might know how to give a good lick, but how many know that we can take a lick, amen, and keep on ticking? We can keep on ticking.
Right.
Amen. All you got to know and all you got to understand is that the devil is a liar, and not only is he a liar, but he's a loser.
Yes.
The devil's a loser.
Yes.
Now, we don't like to glorify the enemy. Amen. But that's the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. We know that we know his destination.
Come on now.
You know where he is going, my friend. And where he is going, we are not going. Come on, somebody. We are going to be with our King Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? See, he might win battles, but we've won the war.
Right.
You got to know that. Whenever the devil lies to you and tells you you're not going to make it, you can't do it, you're defeated, you've made too many mistakes, you messed up. You got to say, you know what, devil, you're a loser.
Hey, you already know.
Come on.
You're a loser. Why? And you got to tell them why. Because Jesus won.
Yeah, right.
Jesus paid the price. Come on. Jesus paid a debt he did not owe. And we owed a debt that we could not pay. Thank God that he died for us. Come on, somebody. The devil's a loser. Amen. And that makes us winners. That makes us victorious. And you got to understand this. Amen. That even though you get knocked down once, you get knocked down twice, you get knocked down three times, all you got to do is get back up. Tell your neighbor, get up.
Get up.
Get up. Amen. The third point, amen, why we are a winning people, I want you to turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. How many thank God that you're on the winning side?
Amen.
It's not always, we weren't always the winning people, amen. You know, I thought I was winning in the world. Come on, somebody. But come to find out, amen, that you know, the trophy that I was given was either sorrow or pain. Come on, somebody, huh? The prize that in the world, amen, because you could, people could have it messed up and think that they're winning, amen, because they got all this money, they got all this fame, they got all this, they got all this material things, amen. But at the end of the day, come on, somebody, how many know that this world is passing away?
Amen.
Not only that, but when you were out there and you thought you were, come on, hustling, doing your thing, and you had a little money in your pocket, and you were out there, and you had all the homies and the homegirls, and you were out there, and you thought you was winning. Sometimes that just led, amen, to prison or an early grave. Amen. That wasn't. That's not the prize that God has for you. You got to understand that because we win, we are rewarded, and we are rewarded with eternal goods.
Amen.
We are rewarded because we are the winners. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Amen. The word of God reads like this. It says, early in the morning, they left the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood under and said, listen to me. Tell your neighbor, listen to me. Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Listen to me, Grand Prairie and people of Victory Outreach. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. How many have faith in God? You got faith in God all day long. Come on, somebody. You got faith. You got that mountain moving faith. Come on, somebody. You got that type of faith that, hey, come on, you know. Not to mess with you, amen, because you got all that faith, right? Don't mess with that, brother. Don't mess with that, sister, right? It says, but having faith in the Lord, amen, that's great. But God, in the word of God, also says to have faith in his prophets and you will be successful.
Right.
You got to have faith in your leaders. Come on, somebody. You got to have faith in God and have faith in the man of God and the woman of God. You got to have faith, come on, with the one that is discipling you. You got, come on, somebody. somebody. Why? And why? Because they are training you. We are a winning people because you are being trained. You are being discipled. You are being worked with. No, when nobody wanted to work with you before, come on, somebody. Either because you weren't around, come on, to be worked with, or you were just, come on, ain't nobody want to get close. Come on, somebody, right? But you're being trained. Amen. You're being equipped for battle. I thank God for Victory Outreach. Yeah. Amen. Because we don't mess around when it comes down to our training.
Right.
We got Life Flow. Amen. We got life groups.
Amen.
We got Friday night service. We got Sunday morning service. You got venting. You got everything at your disposal, my friend.
Yeah.
You have it. It's there. All you got to do is tap into it. You got to tell your neighbor, tap into it. The reason why we are winners is because we are trained. We're a trained people, and we're being trained by seasonal pastors. We're being trained by a seasonal ministry. Come on, we're not a fly-by-night ministry. And then we've been in it. We've been doing this thing. Come on, somebody, since 1967. Since 2010, our pastors have been holding it down. They've been faithful to their corner. Tell your neighbor, are you being faithful to your corner? Huh? You gotta be faithful to your corner so we can hold it down and we can train the next generation.
Right.
See, we are being trained in so many different ways. The reason why, amen, the reason why the Dallas Cowboys, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Come on,
somebody.
And the reason why we have 5 Super Bowls. It's because they had good leadership. Come on, they were trained. Amen. I know the Niners. Amen. They got 5-2. Amen. Praise God. We got a Niners. Right? And praise God. Not only that, but the reason why Mayweather. Come on, somebody. He probably ain't too popular, but he's a winner, right? Why? It's because he has good training. He has good training. The reason why the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year. Come on, somebody. Right? Yes. Right? Well, if we pray for them, we got to pray for them.
Amen.
Got to fast for them. Got to pray for them. Amen. Why? Because of training. The equipping. Amen. That's one of our 5 E's. That's one of our 5 E's. Maybe you've been losing some battles. Maybe you've been losing a few battles because you ain't taking all the training that you should be taking. Come on, man. Come on. Spiritually, amen. You could be a spiritual, amen. You could be spiritually, come on, ripped, amen. Buff. Come on. If you took in all the training, you can be a great athlete in the spiritual realm, amen. Jumping over hurdles, amen. Jumping over through hoops of fire. Come on, okay. Buttering up a little bit, right? No, but I'm being real. If you take advantage, of all the venti, you take advantage of all the discipleship. If you take advantage of the life flow, if you take advantage, amen, and do everything that pastor preaches behind this pulpit every Sunday, every Friday, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I have been discipled by a winner. I have been trained by a winner, my friend. My pastors, amen, have been winning.
Man.
And I said, I want to get next to them. That's all you got to do is you just got to get next to a winner. You got to get next to a winner. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and call up, amen, my wingman. Come on, wingman. You should have been up here a long time ago. How many know, amen, that you're on a winning team, amen? Here tonight, I want you to stand with me. Are you tired of losing? You got to be tired of losing if you want to start winning. How many want to win?
Yeah.
How many want to accomplish, amen, you want to accomplish the plan that God has for your life?
Right, amen.
Whatever you're called to do, you're called to go take a city. If you're called, amen, to be the next leader in the gang. If you're called to work with people. If you're called to have a successful business so you can be a pillar in the house of God. If you want to have a successful marriage. Oh, you guys ain't hearing me tonight.
Come on,
amen. Are you guys winning?
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Right? Tonight. And God wants to make you a winner. God wants to make you a winner. But you got to start, hanging out with winners. You got to start understanding that you are a winner in Christ. You got to understand that the devil's a loser. I said the devil's a loser. Come on, tell your neighbor, and I'm a winner. It's time to get trained. Oh, you ain't hearing me. I said it's time to get trained. It's time to get equipped. Good fight of faith. Are you ready? Come on, to make it for the long haul. If you're ready, then I want you to come up to this altar right now, and I want you to give the Lord a wild praise. They always do something after they score a touchdown. What are they doing? They do a touchdown, man. If you're gonna win, you gotta know how to celebrate. If you're gonna be a winner, you gotta know how to celebrate your victory. The victory God's gonna give you in your singleness. The victory that God's gonna give you in your marriage. The victory that God's gonna give you in your life. The victory that God is giving you. You gotta know how to celebrate.
Church.
battles. Amen. You've been losing some battles, but I want you to know that it's not the end. Come on, somebody. It's not the end. You got to understand that God has, that if you just tap in, all you got to do is, look, do this. You got to learn how to do this. Look, come on, just look. You got to learn how to do this. Dust yourself off and try again. That's it. And know all these 3 points that I gave you. Amen. If you're here, maybe, you know, you've been going through some things, I just want to say a word of praying for you. Amen. And after I pray for you, we're going to do something special. Amen. And so, right there where you are, if you need prayer, amen, I want you to come to the altar, maybe. Amen. And I just want to say a word of prayer that God, that you will experience victory. Victory over your giants, victory over your fears, victory over your insecurity, victory over depression, victory over whatever it is. Victory over the lions and the devil. Amen. It's time to start winning. God is going to take us into a season of winning. But you got to believe it. You got to believe it. Right there where you're at. Let's pray. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father in heaven, we come before you right now. God, Lord, we understand that through the word, through the verse, God, Lord, it says that we triumph. We triumph over the enemy. God, why? Because you gave us a testimony. God, so many of the church right now, they might be going through some things. They might be going through some trials. They're being tested. God, I pray that you will turn their test. Testimony. Turn it into a testimony. Oh, right now, God, I pray that you would give them the victory. Give them the victory. Right now. Touch them. I pray.
You are great.
You do
everything.
You are great.
You are
the victory. Pray that God, you gotta cry out for them. Just God, give them the victory. God, give them the breakthrough. God, heal them. God, touch them right now. Oh, pray for them. Come on, intercede for them. You don't know what they went through today. You don't know what they'll go through tomorrow. You don't know what they're going through. Over us. Come on, somebody. How many want to stay number one? We want to stay number one. So we're going to do And if I could go and just get the music down a little bit, I want to explain. We want to explain this, amen. So Sister Gracie, she's going to explain how this is going to work. Amen. After we're done with this, amen, then we'll dismiss and we can go. But let's do one strong push, okay? She's going to give us some clear instructions.
Amen. So sticky giving, amen. As you see here, I have all these lovely sticky posts. And what's going to happen is you'll come up stage and you'll grab a sticky post. And you'll come to Celeste, and the number that's on that sticky post, that's how much money you're going to get tonight, amen?
Look, there's only 40
one through 40
sticky posts, okay?
So if you get 5, you get $5, but if you get 40, you get $40.
So you're not going to give more than $40, so you want to hope and pray. Come on, somebody.
So we will be taking the square and cash. So the square will be on this end, so basically it will be like a line. You'll come up this way, grab your number, you'll come to Celeste, you'll tell her the number, and then Sister Asenet will assist you at the bottom with the square or with cash, amen?
And also, amen, also, we want to make sure that if we can give it tonight, amen, if we can give it tonight, so that way we can have it, amen, to make sure that we stay where we're at, amen. We want to have something in the reservoir just in case someone tries to jump us by, come on, $100. We want to make sure that we got it. Amen. So if you want to participate in the sticky giving, amen, then what we're going to do is we're going to come up here one by one. You're going to pick one sticky note, amen, and whatever's on there, then you're going to come to Celeste. You'll tell her what that number is. She'll put your name down. And then also you can give with my wife for cash or your debit card, amen? Victory Outreach, are we still a winning team? Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go first, amen? And then Celeste is also going to pick one for Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia, amen? And then we'll go from there, amen? So if you want to give, we can come on this side and get in line right here, and then we're going to do the same thing, amen? Right here. Right here. I was supposed to. If you can get another post-it, if you got one, hey, come on, if you raise your hand if you're in here, you got one through like 10. But I'm gonna be honest, I got four.
Both of y'all, that's right.
I got four, so I'm gonna go up here and go again. So if you can do that, amen, let's do it again. Another one. No, you gotta pay this back, brother. He's packing. Give him another one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, amen. We want to thank everybody for coming out and thank you for participating. Praise the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow we have Run for Hope. If you want to come, help out. 7 o'clock. 7 a.m. We'll be there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And right now what we want to do is we want to go ahead and sing Happy Birthday. We got birthdays in the house. Sister Celeste is going to sing.
We want to say happy birthday to Jeanette and Ashley. Amen. It's their birthday. So help me sing happy birthday. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday to Ashley and Jeanette. And Robert. And Robert. Oh, and Robert. Happy birthday to you.
Love my church.
And I believe we have some cake and gifts, but before that, we just want to pray for them so you guys can step forward. Amen.
Let them blow out the candles.
You guys, that was everywhere. Do you want to testify? Amen.
Testify.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that. I don't know what you're saying. I just want to put some on it. and it changed everything. Like, it just, I was like, everything was a little more confident. You know, I was speaking from the winning. I'm playing from the winning team. Now I'm not playing for the winning. I'm about to win. So I walk into job interviews with the win. I walk in, you know what I mean? No. I walk into church with the win, you know what I mean? Like when oh, we don't know how we gonna pay, but we know we can. We just got to stand on the wind, man, and don't mess up the wind. That's not the word. That's what I'm giving you.
Well, yes,
I'm gonna call Gilbert. I'm sorry.
What?
Just because I didn't. I wasn't able to. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, Magali.
Good. Tell about 5 minutes ago.
Why?
Visit. I don't have more money.
Okay, good. She has a lot of experience, right? Actually, you need to drive my car. Yeah, why don't you just do this? Why don't you just put their numbers?
You got me?
That's
why I'm
not
hurt.
Oh, we're writing them down?
I fly you
by.
Hey, Gilbert!
No, because they're supposed to stay from. Oh, now you just. Yeah, next. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. So this is my good one. Got you.
I don't need help.
I'm on you.
little